103.7 WHHT. Good morning. I'm Kelly McKay, and Lee has joined me this morning with the Possibilities Expo. Good morning. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Excited to find out a little bit more about this event. And this is actually an event that has happened how many years, do you know?
Well, it's happened since 2018.
Okay, so several years.
We missed the COVID year, but other than that, we have had it every year. And so we're excited about it.
All right. It's coming up very soon. So let us know when this is and where.
Yeah. So this event is on April 5th, which, as you just reminded me, is in almost a week and a half.
Yes.
And it is at the Nicely Center in Bowling Green and from 9 to 3.
Okay.
And this is an event. We started out as the Special Needs Expo. We rebranded a couple of years ago to become the Possibilities Expo. And really, this is just an event that is designed to let individuals with disabilities and their families know about all the different resources that are in the area, to provide some support, to provide hope, to provide encouragement and education to them about all the different things that are out there for them.
All right. So kind of take us through the day. Once you get there, what does the day look like?
Oh, it is just one of the best experiences you'll ever have. You walk in, there are people who are experiencing the same things that you are. There are kids who are like your kids. One of the best comments we get is that people feel comfortable there. They sometimes feel uncomfortable with their kids out in public, but they feel comfortable there. But you come in, we have all kinds of different options for you. Of course, there's 120 vendors that are going to be all throughout the Nicely Center to talk about different things like our advocacy and support, and there's assistive technology, medical equipment, there's education, medical, dental, all those things. But then there's a lot of experiences as well. And so you can come in. We have an adaptive climbing wall for the second year. So kids can climb a big rock wall and do that. We also have this year for the first time, we have a touch a truck experience.
That's really cool.
Oh, it is. So kids can go and touch they can go see the dump trucks. They can see the fire engines, police cars, all those things. There's no sirens. So mm-hmm. if kids are sensitive to noises, we're not doing that. But then there's also an opportunity for you to have, I should mention the fashion show.
Yes, that's very important.
It really is. So, twice during the day, there's one in the morning and then one in the afternoon, we have a fashion show, where we have people from all over the community come out. TJ Maxx has been a great partner for helping us to clothe our kids, and they get to come out and do a little fashion show. It's really cool. I do want to mention though, we do have some, screenings. We have free screenings. That's one of probably the most valuable things of the day, because there are people who come out and they think maybe there's an issue going on with their kid, or they don't quite know what. And so they can have screenings for autism or developmental delays, dyslexia, vision, hearing, speech therapy. So there's all kinds of different things that if you've got a concern, you can get there and get a free screening. And then we then communicate that to people in the community who can maybe help carry on from there.
All right. As you can see why it's called the Possibilities Expo.
It really is.
Because there are so many possibilities for your children and for them to experience so many things. Maybe the first time they've got to see a truck or touch mm-hmm. a truck or, you know, be able to see a fashion show, or you said there's face painting and there's a photo booth.
There's a photo booth, face painting. There's a marketplace that several of our, people who have come in the past, they make and sell things. And so we've got a marketplace for them. We've got, horses, from New Beginnings are there. So kids can pet a horse. I don't know if they're painting them this year. We used to paint them. I don't know if they're doing that, but
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is really cool. There's a sensory room, by the way. So if kids get overwhelmed, there's a soft, quiet place for them to be.
Yeah. Lots of things that are being offered on this day. So, what a great time for both kids and adults, and they can relax just a little bit.
Yes, absolutely. And that's one of the things, you know, when we first started this, it was for the purpose of getting people together to let people know that they're not alone mm-hmm. and that they have resources available to them in the community. And we've seen over the years people who come back every year and tell us, hey, I met somebody last year who really just affected my life and affected the opportunities that we have for our children. And so that's why we want to do it. I should mention also, there is a resource guide that will be available at the event based on all the people who are there. But that's also available online on our website. So people can download that and have access to those resources. Even if you can't come that day, you can access those resources.
To find out more, what is that website?
The website is possibilitiesexpo.org, and it's possibilities, expo.org.
All right. Lee, thanks so much for being here.
Absolutely.
This morning.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Giving us all the details on the Possibilities Expo. Again, that's April 5th, 9 to 12 at the Nicely
Conference. 9 to 3.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. The flyer said 9 to 12. Okay, 9 to 3. That's at the Nicely Conference Center in Bowling Green. It's Dustin Lynch.